was early springtime and the strike was on. He moved us miners out of doors, out from the houses that the company owned. We moved into tents up at old Ludlow. I was worried bad about my children, soldiers guarding the railroad bridge. Every once in a while, a bullet would fly, kick up gravel under my feet. I was so afraid you'd kill my children. Dug us a cave that was 7 feet deep. Took our young ones and the pregnant women down inside this cave to sleep. That very night, you soldiers waited till all us miners was asleep. You snuck around our little tent town, and you soaked our tent with your kerosene. You struck a match and the blaze it started. You pulled the triggers of Gatling guns. I made a run for the children, but the firewall stopped me. 13 children died from your guns. I dragged my blanket to a wire fence corner. I watched the fire till the blaze died down. I helped some people drag their belongings while your bullets killed us all around. Never will forget the look on the faces of the men and women that awful day as we stood around to preach their funeral and lay the corpses of the dead away. Told the Colorado governor to phone the president and tell him call off his National Guard. But the National Guard belonged to the governor, so he didn't try so very hard. Our women from Trinidad, they hauled some potatoes up to Walsenburg in a little cart. Sold the potatoes and they brought some guns back, and they put a gun in every hand. State soldiers jumped us in the wire fence corners. They did not know that we had these guns. And the redneck miners mowed down them troopers. You should have seen them po' boys run. We took some cement and wall the cave up where you killed these 13 children inside. I said, God bless the mine workers union. And then I hung